The Seal Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present Seal Test Variety Theater. With Henry Russell's orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, one of Hollywood's cleverest young stars and one of Hollywood's newest stars, Donald O'Connor and John Lund. And here she is, our gal Thursday, the lovely singing star of the Variety Theater, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you and hello, everybody. Welcome to Seal Test Variety Theater. To help us celebrate Thanksgiving, we have that romantic Paramount star, John Lund, and that young Universal comedian, Donald O'Connor. Well, guys, it's nice to see you.
Well, it's nicer to see you, Dottie. And if you don't mind a compliment, that's a mighty smooth-looking outfit you're wearing.
Well, thank you, Donald. As a matter of fact, I was planning some alterations on it. I wanted it lower in front with a gathering on each side.
If that dress was any lower in front, you won't have a gathering. You'll have a mob.
I hate to break up this little scene here, but I was wondering, Dottie, whether you'd be interested in going to the Rose Bowl game with me.
Well, I'd love to go, John, but I didn't know you cared about football.
Why, Dottie, every time football season rolls around, it brings me back to those dear old days at Rinselfinger State.
Gee, did you go to Rinselfinger?
Sure, I was a Gamma Delta Tri Phi Li Hi Pi Psi.
Were you really a Gamma Delta Tri Phi Li Hi Pi Psi?
Yeah, don't tell me you were a Gamma Delta Tri Phi Li Hi Pi Psi.
No, but I was blackballed at Glendale A&M.
Oh.
Oh, gosh, it's funny to think that it was 10 years ago that we had that big game between Rinselfinger and our big rival, Gesundheit Normal. During the half, the coach came in and said, "Listen, men, you got to win this game. You hear me? You got to win this game. It's not only the Rinselfinger spirit and the do or die and the old school tie, but there's something bigger than both of us, than all of us."
"What is it, coach?"
"I'm glad you asked me. I'll tell you what it is. This job pays $3,800 a year, and I got a wife and two of the cutest little kids you ever saw." "Hoyman and Oscar. Just look at a picture of those little kids. Ain't they cute?"
"Oh, they're awfully cute."
"Just for that, O'Connor, you can carry the ball."
"Well, that's a good idea, Chief, because I want to win this game, too. It just ain't old Rinselfinger to me, either. It's something more important. Being a left halfback means $4,100 a year to me, and I've got a wife and two kids to support, too." "Hey, do you want to see the kids? Look at these pictures. Emma Lou and Sadie."
"Gee, they're cute."
"Yeah."
"Yeah. Now get out there and fight. Remember, if we lose to Gesundheit, we'll all have to blow."
"You're right. This, and look, that team's nothing to sneeze at. But, well, just one thing, coach. Can you let me off about 3 minutes before the game's over?"
"Why, sure. But why?"
"Well, the baby's on a new schedule, and I promised I'd rush home and burp her."
Well, just for being that good, Donald O'Connor and John Lund, you guys will have to stand by, because we wouldn't think of continuing without your talents on tonight's Seal Test Theater.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Any turkey left at your house? Well, that bird will be mighty good pickings, coupled with a long, tall glass of Seal Test homogenized vitamin D milk. Take it from one who knows, there's a twosome that's too good for words. And how you'll go for the satisfying goodness of smooth, creamy-rich Seal Test milk. It's packed with delicious farm-fresh flavor, brimming with good health. And you can be sure it's tops in purity and quality because it bears the famous Seal Test seal. Drink it often. Seal Test homogenized vitamin D milk. You'll like it. And always,
get the best, get Seal Test.
Ladies and gentlemen, someone once said money isn't everything. Someone else once said music isn't everything. But we think that if you put them both together, maybe you haven't got everything, but we sure think you've got something, especially the way our own Dorothy L'Amour with the Crew Chiefs Quartet sings the Money Song.
If you got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it.
Shame on you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Them that have it, get more of it. Less they need it, more they love it. And it sticks to them like glue. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Ask the rich man, he'll confess. Money can't buy happiness. Ask the poor man, he don't doubt. But he'd rather be miserable than be without. If you spend it, please be wiser. If you save it, you're a miser. You don't want it, you're cuckoo. Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
Ask the rich man, he'll confess. Money won't buy happiness. Ask the poor man, he don't doubt. But he would rather be miserable with and without.
If you do not need it badly, banks will give it to you gladly. If you need it, nuts to you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
It's funny what money can do. Ladies and gentlemen, they say it takes many, many years before an actor becomes a great comedian. Not that we don't believe that this is true, but we just wanted to prove to you that every rule has an exception. And to make sure, we brought the exception to Seal Test Variety Theater tonight. You've seen him in many Universal and National pictures, his latest being Feudin', Fussin', and Fightin'. And here he is, Mrs. O'Connor's little boy, Donald. Well, Donald, I understand you just came back from a personal appearance trip to Africa.
Dottie, you've been reading my passport. But you're right, and it was wonderful.
Well, tell us, what was so wonderful about Africa?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it was just so African. That is, all except that long boat trip going down there. You've heard of a slow boat to China?
Yes.
Well, while we were on our way to Africa, that boat passed us three times.
Well, did you have any fun on shipboard?
Well, Dottie, it was a banana boat, and was it dull?
Well, didn't you have fun with any of the passengers?
Passengers? It got so bad, the last 3 days out, I played gin rummy with two of the bananas.
Oh, what a bunch.
You said it. And the weather. One night it was so foggy, I couldn't find the captain's bridge.
Well, did you eat dinner at the captain's table?
Yes, but the captain didn't eat there.
Why not?
He couldn't find his bridge either. Oh, dear. But why do we talk so much about Africa? Why don't we just go there?
But Africa is 18,000 miles away. How can we get there?
Are you kidding? Taxi!
As our plane approaches the Tangiers airport, we see a sight familiar to all world travelers. The little native boys diving for pennies.
What's that?
The little boys just broke their necks.
How come?
Lady, have you ever tried diving for pennies at an airport?
You are now 18,000 miles from Los Angeles and 15,000 miles from Washington, D.C.
Take my bag, please.
Yes, Mr. Dewey.
Well, Dottie, now that we're in Africa, look around you. How do you like it?
Well, gee, Donald, we came all this distance, and Tangiers is exactly like Los Angeles.
Quiet. They're very sensitive in Tangiers. But I just wanted to show you the city because this is where I made my personal appearance tour. Isn't it a wonderful town? Hey, look what a modern place it is. They get pictures here before we get them in the United States. Look what's playing across the street.
I can see. What's the name of the picture?
The 13th Jolson Story. And you want to know something funny? That's the same theater that I made my personal appearance in.
Well, why don't you go over and say hello to the manager? He'd probably be glad to see you again after all that money you made for him.
Hey, that's a good idea. Excuse me. Mr. Quinby. Hey, Mr. Quinby.
Yes?
Oh, Mr. Quinby, don't you remember me?
Remember you?
Why, sure. I played a personal appearance at this theater just about 2 months ago. I was here about 3 or 4 weeks doing 5 shows a day. Don't you remember?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Hey, would you do me a favor?
Oh, sure, anything.
Could you give me a nickel for a cup of coffee?
That's funny. It must be the wrong theater. Well, come on, we might as well go into this sporting goods store so we can get outfitted for our trip into the jungle.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Well, we're going into the jungle, and we'd like about 3 heavy boar rifles, about 5 tiger nets, 32 rounds of ammunition, about 17 native gun bearers, and 5 elephants.
Yeah, very well. And coming back, would you like a compartment or a drawing room?
A compartment? Now, wait a minute. We want a real rugged trip. Miss Lamour here wants to really go into the jungle and kill lions and tigers.
Well, Lordy, I wouldn't know where to tell you to go to get lions and tigers.
But this is Africa. What's happened to all the animals?
Yeah, I guess you don't read the papers. We've had a butcher strike, too.
Well, in that case, we better fix up a light lunch of giraffe hocks, some hippopotamus roast, and a rare hyena burger. But hold the mayonnaise. I can't stand it.
So this is the jungle, huh?
Yeah, but why are you so surprised? Gosh, you've been in Africa before. Don't you remember? You made jungle princes for Paramount? What was that?
Paramount.
Boy, is it getting hot.
Donald, I hate to be a sissy, but the sun is killing me. I have a terrific headache.
Well, this guide of ours is supposed to be a sensational witch doctor.
Well, what good is that going to do me? I'm not a sick witch.
No? No, that's not the point. Look, he knows the answers to everything. Now, you wait and see. Hey, Mamba Zamba. Miss Lamour has big headache. Would you like to tell her how to cure big headache?
Me can fix up headache with native herb.
If you can fix headache with herb, that is fine.
Right. Hey, hurry up, get this kid an aspirin.
Fine, doctor. By the way, when are we going to shoot some lions or elephants?
Quiet. I think I hear something. Yes. Look at that tiger staring at us. He's a man-eater if I ever saw one.
Well, I'm safe, then. And stop trying to borrow my sarong. Shoot him.
My gun's stuck. What'll I do?
Talk to him.
I'm too nervous to talk.
Well, there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Sing to him.
Does he need a song?
No, but we need a finish.
Don't whisper things to me you don't mean. For words deep down inside can be seen by the night. The night has a thousand eyes, and it knows a truthful heart from one that lies. Though romance may have called in the past, my love for you will be everlasting and bright, as bright as the starlit skies, and this wondrous night that has a thousand eyes. I've lived my life walking through a dream, for I knew that I would find that moment supreme. One night of bliss and tender sighs, and the smiling down of a thousand eyes. And the smiling down of a thousand
eyes. Get the basket seal test.
Across the nation today, tables were heaped high with good food. Meat and potatoes and bread, ice cream and fresh fruit. Fine, wholesome food that keeps us strong and healthy. And way up at the head of the list is milk. It's our most important protective food. Does more for us than any other food. So drink lots of it every day in the year. And for extra good drinking and good health, we hope you'll make it Seal Test homogenized vitamin D milk. Because it's tops in purity, quality, and fine, rich flavor, truly choice milk, Seal Test milk is America's first choice.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Well, Dottie, I understand before John Lund comes back, you are going to sing Carry Me Back to Old Virginia.
The name of my song is Did You Ever See a Dream Walking?
Close, wasn't I?
Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream through you with Will You Be Mine? Ooh, it's so grand, and it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dance?
Well, I did.
Did you ever see a dream romancing?
Well, I did.
Did you ever find heaven right in your arms, saying, I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking, the heaven in my arms was you.
Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream thrill you? Oh, it's so grand, and it's too divine.
Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever find heaven right in your arms, saying, I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking, the dream that was talking, and the heaven in my arms was you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to avoid stock phrases to describe our second guest star. He's come up so fast in Hollywood, in the Hollywood scene, that you have to be equipped with jet propulsion in order to keep up with him. But once up there, it looks like he's going to stay, because besides being one of Hollywood's newest and most popular personalities, he's also a very swell, down-to-earth guy, John Lund. Well, John, the welcome mat is out, so just take over.
In other words, Dottie, name my own poison?
Right, partner?
Well, looks like I just cued myself into something I always had a yen to be. A rootin', tootin', highfalutin' western cowboy.
You mean Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, Whip Wilson, Spade Cooley, watch out?
You said it, Dottie. I mean, ma'am. There's some western music, partner.
Our little drama of the old west opens up in the town of Cheyenne, Pennsylvania. Which is not to be confused with Cheyenne, Alabama, or Kansas City, Wyoming. It's a small town of 875 people. Sorry, 873. Must have been a billiard. Our story opens in the Green Dog Saloon. Used to be the Red Dog, but it's been investigated.
Sure. Sheriff.
Hiya, Slimhead.
Would you like a drink, Sheriff?
Yeah, give me a prairie martini.
What's a prairie martini?
Straight formaldehyde with a black widow spider riding the olive.
Sissy. I understand a new school marm is coming in.
Yeah, I better hurry. See you later.
See you later. Hiya, Sheriff. Where are you going?
To meet the new school marm. She's coming in by stagecoach.
How come you ain't riding your horse, Old Paint?
Old Paint up and died.
What'd he die from?
Old Paint.
That figured. What time's the stagecoach doing, Sheriff?
Well, I ain't got the new schedule, Zeke, but I think it's, November.
They sure are running them on the split month, ain't they? Whoa! Thunder, blitzing, prancing, dancer!
Well, that's a stagecoach you're driving. Why are you calling Dunder, blitzing, prancer, and dancer?
In a couple of weeks, I'm Santa Claus at the Broadway Hollywood.
Good for you. Well, where's the school marm?
The new school mom.
Well, it's the first time I ever saw an Oshkosh bagosh sarong. Did you have a pleasant trip, ma'am?
Well, it was swell, except for sitting on those hard seats.
Well, what did you do?
Well, I've been standing up since Pittsburgh.
Well, maybe you should have taken the chief.
I did that the last time, but his feathers kept tickling my nose.
Well, ma'am, he said, can I escort the new school teacher to her lodgings?
Well, I'd be very happy if you would. Here, take this satchel.
Why, sure. My, that's heavy. What do you got in there?
Blackboard erasers. This is Thanksgiving. The jungle.
On my line, too. Oh! The jungle. The heat of the jungle is getting me. Have you seen Stanley and Livingston?
No, but I had a postcard from Lum and Abner.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Donald. This is Wyoming, not Africa.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the wrong sketch. Darn those writers. The jungle. Oh, the heat of the jungle.
Thank you. You and good night. I think he's Bob Hope's son, you know. Thank you and good night, Bobby Breen.
Well, ma'am, I sure hope you're going to be happy in our little town here.
I'm sure I will.
You know, we folks out west here ain't giving much to words. But I want to tell you, Missy, that you sure are as pretty a gal as I've seen in about 4 or 5 months. I just want to tell you that I think as far as face and figure goes, there's nobody in this county can come as close as a mile to you, Missy. And furthermore, I just want to say that out west here, we ain't giving much to talking.
I can see that.
As a matter of fact, ma'am, it might seem mighty sudden to some folks, but I'd like to up and marry you.
You up and what?
Well, ma'am, think it over. You don't have to make up your mind till this afternoon. But it'd be pretty nice, ma'am, being hits to you, and pretty soon there'd be some young uns.
Well, how many uns did you plan on having?
Oh, about 7 or 8 uns. How many did you want?
Oh, about 7 or 8 uns.
Well, that'd be a mighty nice little family, 16 uns.
Well, now, look, Hopalong, here comes Marty Lewis now.
Roll it for bear.
Sheriff, there's trouble out that way. There's a woman out on the range, and she's a-raising old Ned with the cowboys.
Cal Rustlers?
No, Jane Rustlers. She's with a gang of bandits, she is.
Well, come on. They don't call me the Yellow Sheriff for nothing. Let's get going. Would you like to come along, ma'am? You might see some fancy shooting. Step down into the saddle.
Step down?
Yeah, it's one of them new horses. Whoa, Hudson, whoa. Wait a minute. There he is, the toughest desperado in the whole state.
I've been looking all over for you, Sheriff. I'm gonna plug you.
You missed me. And now, partner, I'm going to plug you.
But you ain't got a gun.
Maybe not, partner, but listen to this.
Stop plugging me! Stop plugging me!
What did you say?
I said four and a fair, and night has 1,000 eyes, and Miss Tatlock's millions. There's no man in the world can stand that kind of plugging.
John, all I can say is Hopalong Cassidy better be mighty careful, because you're really a Western-type fella. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few seconds, we're going to give you some great news about our guests for next week.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
For a happy holiday ending, serve a bedtime snack from Seal Test. You know, the family won't be wanting much to eat after that big turkey dinner, but a dish of Seal Test butter pecan ice cream is just the ticket. It's buttery rich, brimful with crunchy pecan meats. This luscious flavor of the month is a fitting climax for the biggest day of the month. And here's an idea to dress up tomorrow's dinner of leftovers. Seal Test Butterscotch Ice Cream Tarts, the dessert of the month. Famous Seal Test vanilla ice cream is the base, then a generous layer of rich, old-fashioned butterscotch, and to top it off, a heavenly halo of real whipped cream. This weekend, enjoy Seal Test Butterscotch Tarts and Seal Test Butter Pecan Ice Cream. Always
get the best, get Seal Test.
And here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour.
John Lund and Donald O'Connor, it was wonderful of both of you to drop over here. And if you don't think we may call upon you again in the near future, you're mighty mistaken. You also can take another deep bow for your appearance, because it contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. Next week, our guests will be two great radio favorites, Lum and Abner, and that sterling dramatic actor of so many of your favorite pictures, a good friend of mine, Paul Lucas. And so until then, for Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying what a wonderful Thanksgiving this has been. And good night. Keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
Seal Test Variety Theater is written by Howard Harris and direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in next Thursday at this same time when Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour and as our guests, Paul Lucas and Lum and Abner. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Carlton Cadell speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.